You say to people, aren't you glad Jesus saved you from your sin? If you're talking to church people and they say, yes, right? Are you glad Jesus saved you from your sin? Let me try that one more time. Are you glad Jesus saved you from your sin? Yeah, yes. Well, you know, some people even shout about that. Then you say something like this, he saved you to work in his kingdom. And what kind of response do you get? Just about like that. Oh, Jesus saved me from my sin. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm not going to hell. I've got a home in heaven, and I'm so glad Jesus saved me from my sin. And we all are. And then we say, and he also saved you to work in his kingdom. And a lot of people, you know what? They take hold of that. A lot of you take hold of that. A lot of you have made up your mind, I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ until my dying breath. And to whatever age I am, young, middle, senior saint, whatever my health allows me to do or what have you, I will do. I will be involved in God's kingdom and in his work. And that's a good thing. And I appreciate that in you. But it is easier to get an amen on Jesus saved me from my sins than it is he saved me to work in his kingdom. But he did. He saved us to work in his kingdom. So we're talking about involvement in the kingdom this morning. There's a story of a drill sergeant who was giving his troops some real good training, and he barked out all these orders, and he said, lay down on your back. And they did, and he said, put your legs out straight. And they did. He said, now pedal like you're riding a bicycle. And all of them was this one guy. He just had his legs just kind of dangling there. And you can imagine what the drill sergeant said, but in so many words, he said, what's your problem, boy? He said, I'm just coasting downhill right now on my bicycle. I'm just coasting downhill. Well, needless to say, that didn't go over too good with the drill sergeant. So you can just let your imagination go on with that. But it's like the church sometimes. We go from event to event to event sometimes. We do well at this or that or the other in kingdom work. And then it's almost like, whew, I got to rest a while. I got to coast a while. I'm not going to pedal right now. I'm just going to coast down the hill on my bicycle. And then we see setbacks happen. We finish a project with enthusiasm, and then it's like, do we have to do another one? Do we have to do another capital fund campaign? Do we have to have an auction, or do I have to sell these Boston butt tickets? Do I have to witness to somebody? Do I really have to teach another lesson? Yes, amen, yes, and amen. Oh me, oh my. Many are enthused about that, but evidently it's not y'all, but I'm just kidding. And sometimes we just say, whew, we're going to take a deep breath. And the church sometimes, like that soldier, we just coast a while. And that's dangerous, because what happens when we do that, then we have all these waves coming in of complacency, and then that becomes the norm. We'll just coast. That's what we'll do. That's the norm. Well, it's not the norm in the kingdom. We need to do all we can for the Lord. A class I walked in today to give a key to somebody I need to give a key to, and the room was full, and Tommy's class talking about, is this the end? Or I might have the title off a little bit, but it was this full of folks there, and I'm thinking, well, that's good. Well, what if the end was tomorrow? What if the end was today? And you say, well, I wouldn't have to work no more in the kingdom. I'd be in heaven. Well, yeah. But what if the end is 25 years from now? What if Jesus comes back in 30 years from now? We don't know the time, but he's coming. And if it is, what am I as a preacher or as a person, as a husband, as a father to my children and soon to be a grandfather, I hope. You know, what am I going to do with those folks? Will I be working in the kingdom as a preacher? You say, well, yeah, you're supposed to be doing that. Will I be working in the kingdom as a husband or as a dad, a grandfather, or whatever roles or hats we wear? Will we be working in the kingdom? Not just in the pulpit for me, not just here, but outside these walls, because Jesus is coming again and we must be involved in kingdom work and do His will. You remember when you drove up to the service station or what have you, gas station years ago, some of you might have even worked at them, and it was called a what? Full service station or whatever. Full service. And then we come to the age that said full service here, and I can't remember what the word where I grew up was over here. If you went through full service, you know, guess what they did? They pumped your gas for you. You remember? They cleaned the windshield. You remember that? You didn't even get out of the car now. They didn't even check your oil. What about that? They did all that. Then they took your money. You're still sitting in the car, and they brought you your change back. Some of you remember those days. I remember that as a kid. And then we had this, I don't know, it's not a drive-through, or well, I can't remember the word, but where I grew up, what? Thank you, congregation. You're working in the kingdom. You're helping the preacher. Okay, self-service, it said. And guess what? You had to pump your own gas. You just forgot about checking your oil. You didn't even do that and let the bugs stay on the windshield. But you got your little gas and go on. There's a difference in those. And the full service. Well, you say, well, that's not happening today. I don't know where that happens at. Well, it needs to happen in the church. It needs to be happening in the kingdom. And it's so much more important than pumping the gas. Full service, full action, if you will, because God needs you. God needs us. God needs you, and so many of our older saints through the years, many of them, you could go see their markers out there in the cemetery today, and they're in heaven today enjoying the Lord, but so many of them have said the words to me, I just can't do what I used to do, or I wished I could do this, or I wished I could that. Their bodies would not allow them to do that, and that's okay. God knows all about that, but I always told them, you can still pray. You can still be praying for me. You can still be praying for the church. So God needs us to be involved in the kingdom. To impact the church, you say, yes, we're to take care of our own. Yes, we're to pray. Yes, we're to serve. But to impact the what? The world. Out here beyond the walls, we call it. Out here beyond where who's gathered here today as individuals and a collective body, we're to be working beyond the walls and going telling people about Jesus Christ to impact the world. I'm not too worried about the Sunday morning huddle. It happens. We come here, we huddle together, we're a team, and in the huddle, you know, all the examples you've heard over the years of the teams, of whatever team being in the huddle, but they don't stay in the huddle. They have to get out back on the field and play for the game to go on. We come here, we sing, we worship, we do those things, and thank the Lord for it. New person singing today, great worship time, talking about His grace, and thank God for that grace and His saving grace and His goodness to us. And we're doing that. We're knowing that here. And when we have a meeting in the conference room, we know what we're meeting about and all that. But it must go beyond that to the beyond these walls where people are lost, and we need to find a way to reach them instead of just what we do in these walls. So I'm saying to you, God needs you. Did you know that before you walked in? Yes, you did. You knew that before you walked in and sat down this morning that Jesus loves you. You knew Jesus died on the cross for you. You know that Jesus arose on the third day. We're getting ready to celebrate it, and we'll celebrate it all year. You knew that before you came here. But I say to you today, Jesus needs you also. Yes, He loves you, and all on and on we could go. Jesus needs you to work in the kingdom. Wherever your gift is, wherever your talent is, He needs you. And He's looking for you to do all you can do. And I know some of you work and work and work and work, and you think, wow, whoo, I need to rest a while. And that's okay too. But then you don't rest forever. You get back and you go to work again. So God needs you. Jesus is depending on His people. Who's going to tell the world in Clarkdale about Jesus Christ? Who's going to spread the gospel in this community in Meridian in Mississippi? Who is going to do it? Are you? Are you going to do everything you can in the kingdom? Yes, in here in our, if you will, in our Sunday morning huddle, yes. But when we leave the huddle, are you going to be doing everything you can to spread the gospel, to be a worker in the kingdom? I pray that you will, because God needs you. And every person in here has your own skill set. Every person in here has your own talent. And Andrea just was holding back. Where's she at? She's here. I see that face. She was holding out, Angie said. See, Angie said that, Andrea, not me. Angie, you just keep going that way. And then she got up here and blessed our hearts with a song today. Do you want me to sing the special next Sunday? No, you say no. Okay, I'm not going to do that. But some of you will, because you have that gift and that talent from Almighty God, and He's called you to do it. So do it. Amen. So we got to use our gift set. We've got to do what He's called us to do. As individuals, as an individual, we're going to do that. All of us have different likes and dislikes, and on it goes, but we have a job as an individual. Jesus prayed this in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thine be done." And He was telling God again, "Not my will be done, but yours." Not your will, not Ron's will, not the individual will here, but Jesus said, "God, your will be done." And we need to be saying to the Lord, "Your will be done." That doesn't mean everything will be comfortable. That doesn't mean everything will come without some sacrifice. That doesn't mean that there's no work to be done, and I'll just be comfortable and complacent and float through life. No, sometimes in the kingdom work, there is sacrifice. There is all sorts of things we have to put our hand to the plow and fulfill what the Father would have us do, just as Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done." What about Jesus individually? Just what about this Son of God? What about that spotless Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world? Hallelujah, we sang today. And we praise the Lamb. That does something for me. It always has. And it probably always will when I hear it, when I sing it. Hallelujah. And praising the very Lamb of God, who as an individual part of the Godhead in the Trinity gave His life to save me from my sin and yours too. And then He says, "I've saved you from your sin. Yes, praise the Lord, but I've saved you for work in my kingdom in some form, fashion, or another. Here's your gifts. Here's your talents. Use them to bring me glory." And we need to do that as individuals. Jesus took the weight of the world of sin upon Him, upon His shoulders. He took it all there for me and for you. He traveled around. He was healing people from disease, sickness. He was raising people from the dead. He was doing the miraculous, and people saw it and believed in Him. So you and I We have our individual assignments from God. You know what yours is? I hope you do. And I hope you're using whatever gift that is. If you don't, come, we'll take a spiritual gift survey together. But you got to find the thing God wants you to do, and then you do it, and you be faithful as an individual. Jesus did those things. He suffered much. He went through hardship. He went through all sorts of things we could talk about this morning. But he done his part. So he fulfilled his individual, if you will, assignment. Now we must fulfill our individual assignment. And my individual assignment may not be what yours is, or what have you, but we all have one. Well, I'm young and energetic. I've got all this energy. I can do all this. A, B, C, and D. I can do that. Praise the Lord. Go do it. Well, hey, now I'm 85. My body don't work like it used to. And I can't do all those things, but I can still pray. I can still spend hours in prayer because I'm not doing anything else. Do that for the kingdom work. Individually. Now, what about collectively? What about all of us together? We've got an individual assignment. We've got a collective assignment, helping each other through life. Do you know that one of your roles is to help me through life? Are you willing to help me through life? Smile. Please do this. Yes, praise the Lord. She's willing to help me through life. They've helped me ever since I had a breath. Jennifer, are you going to help me? No. Help me through life, child. And when I'm 90, will you help me and take care of it? Oh, goodness. Do you realize it's my job to help you through life? And this side can look over here to this side, and y'all can look at one another. And because we are a body of Christ, we are a group of believers that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that makes us a body of Christ, this collective thing, this body, and we're one and we belong to the other. And I'm not going to read all that scripture, but I think you're familiar with it, most of you anyway, that we are one operating in unity, and it's your job to help this one and for us to help each other. That's what the Bible says. That's how God set it up. So let's help one another. And whatever that means, whether you go visit a shut-in, whether you go visit the sick, whether you go out in evangelism and outreach and tell people about Jesus Christ, whatever it may be. 200, 300, 400 people in a body, you know, in different places and different denominations, and they'll say 400 membership, attendance today 50. You know, 300 membership, 75 in attendance today. Involvement in the kingdom. Yes, attendance is part of that involvement in the kingdom. But the thing that's held true for many, many years is that, you know, 20% of the people do 80% of the work in the church. Now, it's not that way in the workplace. Somebody be getting fired, you know. I know y'all just love President Trump and all that TV stuff. In reality, you're fired, you know. Somebody be getting fired. We're not in the firing business. We're in the coming together business and the unity business and working together as a body and each one helping the other one through life and doing all we can, especially, the scripture says, for those in the kingdom. Especially for those in the kingdom. So we need to be on mission and not just a handful. We need more involvement in the things of God. Willing workers. You know what willing workers? Was that a Sunday school class here a few years back? Willing workers. I've heard that name. That was a class, and I can't remember who was in it at the time. But the title of it was Willing Workers. Willing to work. Willing to be involved in the kingdom. God's still sitting in heaven on his throne. And I believe he's still saying, I need some willing workers. I need some willing workers today to spread the gospel, to help me. I need a few more good men and women to help me in the fight. Because one day, yes, God's going to look at the Son and He's going to say, go get my church. And He will when God the Father tells Him. And in the meantime, we need to be concerned about a lost and dying world, that people who don't know Jesus. Well, you say, listen, preacher, I work all week. God knows that. God understands that. I'm tired. God understands that. I have this to do and that to do. God understands all that. But I ask you to pause just a minute. And I want you to tell me who gave you the heartbeat and the breath to get out of bed this morning. I want to ask you who gave you the job you have so you can work and the health to go to work and all those things we talk about. And the same God that gave you all those will bless you, but He still requires you to be sold out to Him. That's still part of this relationship to God. Jesus saved me from my sins. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus saved me to work in His kingdom. Oh, me. Both is true. Both are true. And He did save us to work in His kingdom. So He provides our needs and He wants us to work in His kingdom. Individually, yes. Collectively, yes. Look at Romans with me, 12, 4 and 5 on the screen. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we are many from one body, and each member belongs to all the others. You say, well, now, wait a minute. That's what you're saying a while ago. It is exactly what I was saying a while ago. We belong to one another. We're a body working together. We're going to run this race with endurance. We're going to keep going and do what God would have us to do, whether we feel like it or whether we don't, whether we're tired or whether we're not. The harvest is great, but the what? Workers are few. You've heard it all your church life, and it's still true today. It's Easter time. We're talking about it a lot. We're thinking about it. And I just ask you to think of Jesus a minute and think about how He really stepped up. The Son of God, again, the spotless Lamb, how He stepped up. And He took that cross all the way up Golgotha's hill. He went to Calvary. He carried the cross. You know the story. You can see the images from the Passion. You can read the Scripture and you see an image in your own mind like I see in mine. And the image of the crown of thorns and the nails and all those things. And yes, each one's important and has a meaning. But you see how far Jesus Himself went. You see how far He would go to do what? To have a party and to have fun. No, to do the will of the Father. He laid it all down. He died for you and for me. He died for our sins. And we know how far Jesus went for us. And you say then, well, how much will I do for Him? What will I do for this Jesus that died for my sin? I'm so glad I'm going to heaven. Well, He saved me from my sin, but He saved me for work in His kingdom. And so what will we do about that? Well, He stepped up. He did His part. All of that. In His dying hour, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And there He was, the Lamb of God, taking away our sin. The Bible says early in the morning on the first day of the week, in other words, Sunday morning real early, just before the break of day, the earth began to tremble in Jesus' graveside as it was a bright light shone from heaven. And Jesus stepped up and He stepped out of that grave with all power in His hands. He's done so much for me. And He's done so much for you. Yes, He saved me of my sin. And I know the main thing's the main thing now. And it is Jesus, Him crucified, dying for our sins. That is our story as Christians. But He also saved us for work in His kingdom. So as much as we rejoice now this time of year on what Christ has done for us and all year through, really, take some time and just ponder what Christ has done for you. And man, I'll tell you, you will be amazed. You know that old song, Amazing Grace? You know, the amazing grace of God, what Jesus has done for all of us. It is amazing. And we thank Him for it, and we praise Him for it. And I'm not saying or suggesting to you that you work your way to heaven. You know I'm not saying that. But after we're saved now, we have a desire to work in His kingdom, to be involved in His kingdom, and do all the good that we can do. So however many of us that are gathered here today, would you leave this place rejoicing that you're saved? If you're not saved, would you come to Jesus today and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to forgive me of my sin. I want to live for you. You'll make life better for me. You said that you'd come, that I can have life in it to the full or more abundantly. And I want that life, fullness and abundantly, and I want to go to heaven someday. So accept Him today if you haven't as your Lord and as your Savior. And also say, hey, here I am, ready to work in the kingdom. Here I am, after I ponder all You've done for me, not trying to earn salvation, not trying to work for it, but You've given me that free gift. But now You've also saved me for work and involvement in Your kingdom. Would you stand with me today? Our Father, we always think of Your goodness to us. We, in our own minds as individuals, probably can go back to a time where You saved us. We asked You to forgive us of sin. And You did that. And we remember. And we rejoice at the time. We've grown in Your knowledge and Your way, some for many, many years, some for maybe a few years. But the same Lamb of God, the same perfect, sinless Jesus died for our sins. And we thank You for it today. We think about it. We ponder on it just a moment, Lord. And all we can do is say thank You for that great gift of salvation. And now, Lord, we think about the body and the unity and how we're to help one another through life. We think about You've not only saved us from our sin, but to work in the kingdom. And Lord, we know the harvest is great and the workers are few. So Lord, what is it You'd have us to do today as individuals? What is it You'd have us to do as a collective body, corporate body of the Lord Jesus at Jones Chapel? So Father, would you speak with us in this moment in time? Would You help us as individuals to sell out to You completely and do what it is You'd have us to do? Would You help one, if there's one in the building today that's never asked Christ to forgive them of sin and to be their Savior, that would happen today after they've pondered a while and think of the goodness of Almighty God and sending His Son to die for our sins. And You want our life to be full. And You're the answer, Lord Jesus, for this world today. So God, would You talk to us now individually and help us to respond to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.